Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Red Wings suck!
Here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
With iCare and Laser Center and North Texas Nissan combine, how about that, to bring you Why Today Doesn't Suck. So here, on this fine November 18th day, Dan McDowell.
Thanks, Bob. Today is a fine November 18th day. Let's welcome in the Hardline. They are somewhere in the Metroplex, not at the table with us.
Mothership.
Hey, guys.
That's where we're at. Actually, we're at the table where you would otherwise be.
Ah, yes.
The sweet studio.
Welcome.
With the P1, not the PD sign, and Carlos Baerga staring down at you.
Right.
We should hope. Because it always leads to a good Hardline show when Carlos Baerga smiles upon them.
Is he ready to go for a big Tuesday episode?
Let's all think about Carlos Baerga today. Think a good thought for Baerga. Hope he lands on his feet. All right, let's get to it. Today, November 18th, on this day in 1999, this is the day that a jury in Jasper...
Did his release warrant some sort of downturned face paint?
Yeah,
or
Dan.
His trade, or...
It's a good question.
His departure from the wigwam?
Let's just say the feathers were not... what would you say? In full bloom, in full quill?
Right. Perhaps not terribly brightly colored on that day.
They weren't quite as bold.
No, it was like a humid day, you know? They were heavy. They were falling a bit. They were greasy. It was...
Needed a trip to the dry cleaners, perhaps?
There was a somber atmosphere. There was a lot of walking around, shuffling the feet. You know?
Who's the best general manager in the history of the Indians?
Oh, please. John Hart.
Your mom.
Although it was very close to your mom. John Hart, there's no doubt, is there?
Well, what about Phil Segge?
Please.
What about the guy right now? He's not so bad.
Well, let's see. Let's see if he puts the skins up that John Hart did.
Well, what about Gabe Paul?
How many World Series did John Hart win, by the way?
Is that how you measure how good a general manager is?
Yes, I do.
All right, well, then who's the best general manager in Rangers history?
Doug Ooh. Melvin.
Well, how many World Series did he win?
They never went to a World Series.
Okay, how many playoff series did he win?
Well, that's round talker Grego right there.
So today's the day in 99 that a jury convicted Sean Allen Berry of murder for his role in the dragging death of James Byrd, but they spared him the death penalty for some reason. And
why does Bob cheer this day?
Is this also the day that...
easy there, hotshot.
Is this bonfire day, Tom? According to my sources, it's bonfire day at A&M.
Yep.
12 people killed when a bonfire collapsed at A&M. The bonfire back then.
Why does Bob cheer this day?
Easy.
I don't know.
This is a very not pleasant day in the little state of Texas.
Yeah, I guess so. In fact, that day... That was 1999. Although the Jasper dragging didn't occur that day, the verdict occurred on that day. And then the bonfire thing happened,
wow.
I suppose, later that night or during construction.
Now, we have off-site bonfire this year, Tommy?
Yeah. In fact, it's about 5 or 6 miles off campus.
Is it as big?
No. Not nearly as big.
Because the Aggies can't give up that tradition. We only have 1,700 other ones.
And it's not built like the last 10 or 12 bonfires. It's not that wedding cake design anymore. It's more of a teepee design, actually.
Well, Dan, you should be very familiar
well,
with
Dan,
that.
I mean, there's still time. I mean, they don't play Texas for another week and a half.
Well, maybe I'll wash the loincloth or get it back from the cleaners with light starch, and all will be well. Who knows, though? Let's go to today's birthdays.
All right.
Today, in the world of birthdays, we have no P1s. I would like to announce that. We have no emails to read from P1s.
I'm against the habit of reading P1s' birthdays anyway.
Swap shop has been closed for the day.
That's right. I don't know how we got into that habit. Just,
screw the P1. I'm against it.
It's just kind of something that happened. One thing led to another. Honey, I didn't know. I mean,
geez, screw the
just P1. Just one time. Dante Bichette, he's 40.
There's a Brewer spare.
Wasn't he a Rocky great?
Yes.
Everybody hits well up there in Colorado. Right?
Yeah, they kind of do most of the time. Maybe not everyone, Dan.
Sam Cassell
now,
is 30.
Now, when was his swing through the city of bratwurst and beer?
That's what he came up with, wasn't it?
I just kind of did that by myself, didn't I? No, I think he came up with the Angels.
California Angels, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he had a year or two in 94, 5, so, or so. I don't know.
And how was his departure greeted?
I think I had moved into Brewer Indifference by that point.
Couple of feathers from the hat maybe been drooping a little bit.
I might not have been yodeling with such.
Did you use that horn? Something the big giant yodel horn? Sometimes they hear an
the
echo
ground.
Of it. Yeah, it drags behind you as you're walking. It's like a big seashell kind of thing.
We took the slide off the keg and went back inside.
Sam Cassell is 34. Ah, Sam Cassell.
Oh.
He's up there in Milwaukee land, isn't he?
Nah, he's a
34.
Did he's a get former Maverick, great.
He's a weird-looking dude from Florida State.
You can imagine that whenever the Bucks turn up on TNT, that's a time for donning a little Hunter Orange, huh?
He's a T-Wolf.
Maybe, well.
But he used to be.
Yeah, he did. He's played with every team in the NBA now. There's no reason to attach him to Milwaukee.
Maybe get your fake flying saucer out.
No, fake flying saucer.
Your little alien costume?
Now the Bucks are somehow related to aliens?
No, Sam Cassell.
Oh, because he looks like E.T.?
Yeah.
I ran into him at the Cheesecake Factory in Baltimore one time. Is that an anecdote worth mentioning?
Braggart.
Did you cup his buttocks?
Do you not go to the Cheesecake Factory enough around here that you got to go to it out of town?
The other way around, Grego. I capped off my Camden Yards experience with a swim through the Cheesecake Factory about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, I bet I know who was driving that bus.
You think?
Tony Franklin is 47.
Aggie great.
And?
Arlington Heights High School.
Philadelphia Eagle.
Kicked a 60-yard field goal in the mud.
Boy,
barefooted.
What a group.
Walking uphill?
Against Earl Campbell's John Tyler team.
What a gribble dream that is, an Aggie and an Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and barefoot.
Were they wearing the alternate blacks that day?
No. I don't know how I feel about that whole look. Not a big fan, I don't think.
Do you really need African Americans?
Do you really need a third jersey when you only play 16 games a year?
I don't know where that falls in. That's
just a reminder.
Okay.
Tom Gordon is 36.
Flash.
Raheem Ismail is 34.
Former Cowboy great.
Made out of glass.
Gene Mauch is 78.
64 manager. Phillies.
Right.
Never talked about it.
Did he talk about the 86 Angels?
Yeah, he'll talk about that, but not the 64 Phillies.
Well, he screwed the pooch.
Do what?
Well, he screwed the pooch. He choked.
He screwed the pooch.
You never heard that saying before?
Well, yeah, I've heard of it. It's just this just gives us good cause to analyze it a little bit.
Okay.
It is kind of shocking that you would come out with that here on this day.
He screwed the pooch.
That may work at old sports stations of yours, but I don't know about around here.
Does it work
right
there?
Right, where people want something other than what we're doing over here.
Right.
Like Hogan's
you
want to
take
Heroes
any of that back?
Yeah, why would you come over here if people want something else?
Maybe they don't want Hogan's Heroes talk or above ground burial plot talk. Do you ever think of that? Did you ever mention that in a publication?
You know what? My memory fails me. I don't recall that. I don't know. Interesting.
Warren Moon is 47.
Washington. Former Edmonton Eskimo great.
Washington.
Jamie Moyer is 41.
Former Ranger great.
Who do you marry?
Digger Phelps' daughter.
Yeah.
Gary Sheffield is 35.
Former Brewer great.
Nephew of the great Dwight Gooden. And a guy who flipped the finger to the Brewers.
Yeah, he did probably.
So we flipped it back.
And by the way, he'll probably be playing right field for the Yankees next year.
Jack Tatum is 55.
And they still won't win the World Series.
The assassin.
Linda Evans is 61.
Wonder Woman.
Not her. Linda Evans was
on
Dynasty.
That?
Tom.
Blake.
You're thinking of Linda Carter. Linda Evans was Audrey Barkley on Big Valley.
She was in Playboy.
That's me.
Yes. And married to John Derek, too.
You know, seems like that's something you might have picked up on and gotten straight in the more high-tone realm of FM during your days there.
Linda Carter talk?
Linda Evans talk.
Linda Carter talk. I mean, it seems like you would have learned over there to delineate between the two.
And they both spelled their name Linda.
I guarantee everybody else on that crew can.
You think Big Al can?
I don't think Big Al can.
I don't think so.
Big Al can do a lot of things besides play basketball.
I don't think he can even do that.
No, I'm saying besides play basketball. No. He can't. I've seen him.
Yeah.
A guy who I think the fish lit up in a charity basketball game.
He's the most athletic-looking guy who has no athletic ability at all. He knows.
Linda Evans was in the... My friend's dad had two Playboys stashed in the top of his closet. Every time he would leave the house, we would go up there to pull them out and look at him.
Uncle Gary's next-door neighbor or something?
But Uncle Gary doesn't play football.
Just now, who's we, by
Mr.
The way.
Hamilton.
Who's we?
Mr. Well, Hamilton.
And we would go upstairs.
Me and Evan.
Evan?
Evan Hamilton. We'd go up into his dad's closet and go back in the stash and find the two Playboys that he had there for years.
And then
one was Linda Evans on it, and one was like Roxanne Pulitzer or something like that.
You're going to play with yourself.
Did you each get one, and then...
Well, we just kind of look at it and...
Then get a little autofocus scene working?
No, we didn't really take it any further than just looking at that point.
Y'all didn't start diddling with each other?
No need for a stopwatch or anything?
Stopwatch? What's in your past, dude?
What?
What'd I do with a stopwatch?
Weren't you time in your 40s? You smoking today, dude?
Wow.
Things sure got quiet back at the station.
I really don't understand much of this.
All right, let's move on.
Did Dan go to high school football the other night, by the way?
No.
2 weeks ago I did.
Freaking clown.
No. Coppell and South Lake Carroll. I challenge anyone to prove I was not there.
Well, okay.
Then what was that big production about saying you're going?
Right.
I was there.
You were not.
Yes, I was. South Lake won.
I can't prove
Go
you weren't
Dragons.
I can't prove you weren't at the Hawks-Wizards game last night either.
Okay, what color, what's the school color of Coppell?
Interesting.
And what's the mascot?
There's full panic now.
Red and white?
Sounds confident.
What's the mascot?
It seems like someone who's there.
What's the mascot?
Dude, I was so wasted. I don't know their mascot.
There you go.
Drinking in the park.
All I know is the South Lake Dragons, baby.
Okay, what color are they?
Yeah. The Dragons.
What color are they? What's their school colors?
It was all rainy and stuff. I don't know.
Couldn't see the colors.
Uh-huh. There was. I was in the fan set. I was in the dog pound.
I don't think there's a dog pound at the Dragon Stadium.
It was so cold out, my breath in the air would muddy my vision.
Why don't we get this big build-up about how you were going to the game?
I went. Okay. I am a Dragon fan. That was the game of the year, man. Game of the year. There's nothing like that, the Dragons, right? Something?
I wasn't there. I'm asking you.
Man, nobody else here said they were going.
Kirk Hammett is 41.
You really just wasted the P1's time with that whole production.
What?
That you're...
I went, and I'm now a high school football... I am Mr. High School. Kirk Hammett is a guitarist.
What would Doogie say?
That's about as likely as me going to a Hillcrest Neiman Forest game.
I don't know, but Doogie gave me a little love the other night on the... He was showing Boyd highlights.
Ugh.
And he did say that it's good to see that they're not wearing hazmat uniforms.
Wow.
I thought that was very that inside.
Fairly inside, I
But very
suggest.
Funny.
Yeah.
Kirk Hammett, guitarist of Metallica.
Hazmat uniform.
Right.
John McPhee is 50.
Fleetwood Mac. Uniform.
By the way, shout out to Big Doogie.
Of what?
Nick Fleetwood Mac?
Thanks, Bob.
I will say the Doobie Bros.
You're correct. Good job.
He's a father now, you know that?
Wasn't he in Fleetwood Mac?
That's John McVie. This is John McPhee.
Aha. That's why that I don't need to jump in your territory, Rhines.
Kevin Nealon is 50.
Funny.
Michael?
Very underrated.
J.C. Watts Jr. is 46.
Sorry, Grego. I guess Dan was interested.
Julius Caesar Watts.
Rudy Sarzo is 53.
Quiet Riot.
Wow.
Wow.
Bass player. Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot. I mean, there seems like there would be.
I doubt the bone player.
Here it comes, baby.
I mean, yeah.
I haven't heard this since I drove in this morning on my CD player. How do you spell the first word in this song?
I don't know, but I would just as soon take an electric drill, get it going, and run it right through my eye socket as hear this.
Is Bang Your Head in there by any chance?
No. Owen Wilson is 35. Owen Wilson. The great Owen Wilson with the Viking range.
It's a very underrated Gordo voice, really. We need more of it.
All right, now here's some spares.
It's pretty generic.
Spare birthdays.
Yeah.
Is he the one that was an old school?
No, that's Luke.
Luke.
You saw old school?
Yeah.
Well? Tell me Frank the Tank isn't genius. Go ahead.
No, it's really not quite up to the hype that you guys build it up to. But it's okay.
All right. That's it. Okay. That's better than we normally expect out of you.
I close my
eyes.
Huh? How about
funny
the funeral?
Scene.
Wasn't that funny?
The what?
The funeral.
Yeah, the funeral was funny. Don't
How be, about the guy, the wedding singer?
Old people die. That's what they do.
That movie's gold, man.
All right, your spares. Ron Coomer.
It's okay, Orange County's better.
Is it?
Ron Coomer's 37.
Twins.
Don't let him draw you offside with that. Seth Joyner is 39. The OC?
Eagles, great.
Seth, ass pirate.
Having a hard time on that NFL All Access
No, not
show.
The OC.
Oh, the movie Orange County?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought you were trying to talk the new Fox show.
No.
Puss boy.
Jocelyn Lemieux is 36.
Oh, Surgeon General.
It's a Blackhawks great. And, boy, somebody that should get into that Ranger Walk of Honor or Ring of Fame or whatever they're calling it, Ring of Fire. Mark Petkizic is 38 today.
Yeah. He should.
Whatever happened to Mark Petkizic, Blackie?
Is it the Ring of Fire?
Yeah.
It is the Ring of Fire.
Back to you, Dan.
Born on this day, now dead, Hank Ballard.
Ah,
the owner of the Maple Leafs.
Yeah.
And
Hank
Dr.
Ballard and the Midnighters, right?
The Limelighters. Does that sound familiar?
I just knew him as Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
Ooh. Dr. George.
They did race music.
Dr. George Gallup, race music?
Yeah.
Like the race card?
Wait.
Kind of.
Open door policy kind of thing?
No, nothing like that.
And dead on this day, still dead, you've got your James Coburn.
Schlitz.
Who died on this day last year. And Conn Smythe.
Only for a moment.
Who died, and then they made a trophy for him. Tyler?
That's why today's on Sunday.
All right, very good. Thanks to the Fairmont. We'll see you tomorrow from Mass Practice. Old people die. That's what they do. All right, the Hard Line is coming up next.